Shir should be a special source for Avi Mar and Imi Marazi. She Yechiu, like Nishmas Maris Esther Vasrib Shmuel, Schus Nechagetel Vas Rachel Esther, Bachal Yotzecha Letzeha, Rachel Esther Vasrib Shmuel Yitzchak, Bachal Yotzecha Letzeha, and Schus Moshita Ben Peshadina. And if anybody would like a shir dedicated in someone's honor, you may contact me. We're going to be learning the Sugi of Hanam Me'atzei Asuka based on the Sefer Be'er Avram of Harav Hagon, Rav Moshe Aaron Paleev, who was a Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Sirveinu Yitzchak Ochan for many years, very beloved personality. So I thought that since his Sfarim are unfortunately Munachim Bekerem Zavis, not so many people are learning them, it's Kedai to learn his amazing Torah. It's not a pagam in his Torah is great. We should learn it more. So the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tesamet Aleph says, V'yischus for him and ischus for us. Tesamet Aleph, it says, Amr Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, that Rav Sheshes didn't know Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzei ha-sukkah she'asrim kol shavati, you know that atzei ha-sukkah rasur all 7 days. Tamalom rachag ha-sukkah shivas yamim la'ashem, it says chag ha-sukkah 7 days for Hashem. Time to say Omer, Shem Shchol Shem Shmaim Al Chagiga, Chachol Shem Shmaim Al Sukkah. Just like Shem Shmaim is Chal on the Chagiga, that it's Chag Sukkah Shivas Yamim. So too Shem Shmaim is Chal on the Sukkah and Atzei Sukkah Aser Bahana. What does this mean that the Atzei Sukkah are Aser Bahana? So the Taz explained it's only in Tarlach Sivkut and Gimel. It's only Hana Shel Kilui. It's only Hana that you're going to remove, nullify, eliminate the kedusha of the Schach. But ba'ochi hi kayemes ein iser hana mimena kedei lismo chalei laniach aleha shum davar kevan she'adayin b'kedushas aleha. So this is all hana of bitul kedusha that you're not allowed. But if you're going to be stam nene without being mevatel the kedusha, to lean on it or to place something on it, that's cool since the retains its kedusha. Tshuvas oneg yantif of hagon of Rafael Yom Tov, Lipman, Halperin, one of the Chashuv of Sifrei Pshut of the Achronim, and differs. And he says, no, he doesn't mention the Taz and Simon Memtes, but he does say that it's Asur to get Hana from the Sukkah, even Hana She'ena Shel Kilui. Any type of Hanas are Asur, and he brings a Raya from Lamed Zayin that Adas Shel Mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell it, even though it's Astam Hana, it's not Hana Shel Kilui, it's still Asur. And that a woman is permitted to sit in the sukkah is mitam teshvu ke'en taduru. That's because how's a woman allowed to be nana, sit in the sukkah, enjoy the shade? The answer is she's sitting with her husband. A dira is a man and a woman together. So to a sukkah is a man and a woman together. Thus is a normalish hanoi. But that's the way you're supposed to live. But that's the only reason she's allowed to sit there. But a pnuya b'emet, a non-married woman, is not allowed. Since Nashim are Pturis min HaSukkah and she's Nanias min HaSukkah, Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. And not that Heleni sat in the Sukkah, as we see at the beginning of the Masechta, even though she did not have a husband. That's because she made the Sukkah Letzarecha, v'lo Letzarecha Ish. Since she made the Sukkah for her needs, and not for the needs of a man, lo Neskat Sheklal, L'Shem Sukkah. Lesser Bana never had got the Kedusha Sukkah, it's not considered a Sukkah at all. So he's Marich there in Simon Memtes, and he paskins La Halacha, a Sukkah is Asur Bahana, even Hana She'eno Shel Kilui. However, Rav Paleev says that I can prove to you that the Taz is right. As long as you're not Mavat to the Kedusha. First of all, I have a Gemara in Daf Yiram at Beis that says that the Eved, when Yaman, the Eved of Rav Ashi, his garment, his cloak got wet, and he spread it out to dry it on the schach, and the problem is that it's a davar shemekabel tuma, and Rav Ashi said to take it down, but he didn't have a problem with hanah me'atzei aschach. So we see lehedya that midina mutter lehanos min aschach laniach aleha shum davar. That's one gemara. We have another gemara, daf yud zayin amud aleph chotzer shimukefes achsadura. Shedofnei habayis heim dofnei hasukah uvevadei hu mishtamish babayis nimsa nena midofnei hasukah mibachutz. So you have the house, the walls of the sukkah, also the walls of the house, and as afal, in such a case, it's mutter. So you see that your nana mitofne hasuka, I has that mutter. The answer is not an oshel kili, unless you want to say that dofen mutter lekuli amelianus midai raisa, like the Taz says in Sif Katan Aleph, that funus is not the problem; it's only the schach. When it says atze hasuka, it only means, according to many, it only means the schach, not the defanos. So if it means the defanos, here we have a raya that you're allowed to be nana me atze hasuka. But if it doesn't include the defanos, then this is not a raya at all, because the defanos you're allowed to get hanav from. And that the on a yom tif wants to bring a raya from the heilige Heleni Hamalka sukkah, Yashva b'sukkah, because it wasn't miskadish l'shem sukkah. Pashtus lashon gemara is not mashma like that, because it's amar lo misham raya that she sat in the sukkah with her kids. Isha is p'turim in hasukkah. Amar lahem b'lo shiva banim hayula ve'od kol maaseha lo asta el api chachamim lama lo misni ve'od v'chitem rabbanim k'tanim hayu. So what is the gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying, let's see the Mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara says that sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is pasur. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher until 40 or 50 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says it was a maisa with Heleni the queen in Lud, right near the airport, that her sukkah was higher than 20 amos, and the zakenim would go in and out, and they didn't say a thing. So you see, it's allowed to be higher than 20 amos. Misham raya. They said, is that a raya that a sukkah? Before I said it wrong, but is that a raya that a sukkah l'malam esir mam is kosher? She was a woman. She's p'turim in a sukkah. Isha is p'turim in a sukkah. Amar lahen, v'lo shiva banim hayu lo wait. She had 7 sons, and still the rabbis didn't protest. Ve'od kol matzel asdol pi chachamim, and she only followed the rabbis. L'malam li misni v'kol matzel asdol pi chachamim. What does it mean? She listened to the rabbis. Hachi kam. This is what it's made. Chitamru, and if you're going to say, banim ktanim ayu ktanim turim nasuka, kevin the shiva banim havu, yefsher the lo havu behu chad shenot zarech limo. Kol shenot zarech limo, don't be chayev. Yivu the rabbanon lo mashkev yivuchi veiyu yivu the rabbanon lo mashkecha. Toshma, kol maasel astol pichachamim. So what the Gemara says is that originally we want to bring a raya from Eleni Suka, and the Gemara says no, it's nishkin raya because it's. Because she's a woman. And we say, yeah, she had 7 kids. She listened to the rabbis. And it must be one of her kids was big. So originally, the Chora, the Gemara was thinking that these 7 kids were all big. And then the Gemara says, no. Don't think the 7 kids were big. V'chi tamru. Ki tamru. If you're going to taina, that banim ktanim ayu ktanim turim anasuka. So as originally we thought they were banim gedolim. Now we're saying, maybe you think they're ktanim. Since there's 7, there must have been one big enough that didn't need his mother, and is therefore chayim midrabanan. He's reached gil chinuch, the age of chinuch. But originally we thought they were gedolim, and yet we didn't have a problem with the fact that she was sitting in the sukkah. How she's sitting in the sukkah? Originally we thought they were banim gedolim. And therefore how she's sitting in the sukkah? The sukkah has kedusha sukkah for the sons. So how's she being nana from the sukkah? And then in the end we conclude, no, they were big. So how's she sitting in the sukkah? So it must be that a woman's allowed to be nana from the sukkah. There was no husband here, no husband's mentioned. So from here you see that she's allowed to be nana as long as there's no hanashal kilui. Perakai Yosher, the beginning of Perakai Yoshein, Daf Chofam at Beis, Gabi Tevi Avdol, Sherman Gamliel, Sher Yoshein Tachas Amita Besuka. Why? Because Avadim are Patrim and Asuka, so he can sleep under the bed. Question is, how did he sleep in the Sukkah? How was he in there at all? He's not allowed to be Nana. The Sukkah has Kedusha Sukkah. The Chachamim would sleep there, as we see in Tosis. And don't say he's under the bed and that's not Hanam and HaSukkah. But he still has Dofne HaSukkah. If you hold the Yisrus to mean enemy Dofne HaSukkah. Mistam, even under the bed, you're still Nana from the fact that you're under a roof. So it must be Kedivrei Ataz. What about the raya from Adas Shel Mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell it? And Rashi says, because we learn from Sukkah, Shechol Shem Shemayim Alatzei Sukkah, Leser Bahana Kol Shiva. So you'd see it's Aser Bahana, even though you're not allowed to mevatel it from its Mitzvah. So why is it Aser to smell the Hadas? You're not mevatel it Mikdushasa? How's the Onei Yom Tov going to explain an Esrog? You're allowed to smell an Esrog. Gam hu aser b'hana. The Esrog's aser b'hana, yet you're allowed to smell it. So it could be that the whole thing is only Derabbanan. And since the whole thing is Derabbanan, therefore we can make a chiluk. Between an esrog and a hadas. And what's the chiluk? Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Adas Shel Mitzvah Asa L'Ariach Bo, Esrog Shel Mitzvah Mutar L'Ariach Bo. My Taima, Hadas De L'Ariach Koi, Hadas, that the normal thing you do with a Hadas is to smell it. Ki Aktziye Meirecha Aktziye. When you're Maktzit L'Mitzvah Asa, you're Maktzit Meirecha for Reach. That's the Derech Hanah. He said you're not going to smell it, but the Esrog, which is normally for eating." When you were maxit, you only max it, you only set it aside. Me'achila, you're not going to eat it, but not for smelling. So midaraisa, this whole thing of muksa doesn't fly. It's not muksa daraisa. So the whole vort here is that it's an issur derabbanan, and the only reason the hadas is also lahariach bo is because midarabbanan, you were maxit that you're not going to smell it. But a sukkah, you weren't maxim yishar tashmishim. You didn't set it aside that you're not going to get any other hanah from it. So therefore, other hanahs are permitted. And a woman would be allowed to sit there, or a man would be allowed to sit there if he's patur min hasukkah, if it's raining. Still allowed to get the hanah because he wasn't maxa it. Only the mitzvah, only for the mitzvah of when he's mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, this is a very, very broad sugya. There's a lot to say. So, Emir Tzashem, I am hoping that in future shiurim, we are able to go more into the sugya and also continue learning the works of Harav Peleev. should be Lili Nishmaso, and we should be Zocha Lil Modu Lelamed Lishma Velasa Lekhaim is called Ibrahim Samotarasa Vihava Mandi Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.